All right, 800-737-2474. That is our number on the web at onthehouse.com, where you may like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, have a look at our how-to videos at our YouTube channel, and check us out on the Home and Family TV show on the Hallmark Channel. And you know what time it is? It's time to visit with our friend, the grill guy, Rob Schwing, here at the Sabre Grills exhibit at the National Hardware Show. And there are delectables being created all over this exhibit. And what are you cooking up today, grill guy?
Hello, James. How are you today?
Very well. Nice to be with you. And, you know, I was drawn all the way from the other side of the exhibit hall out here to the parking lot to your exhibit because of the wonderful fragrance that's coming off the patented Sabre grill using infrared technology.
Well, we are all about fine food, and part of that is the aroma that it creates. So we've been out cooking this morning. Beautiful day here. Nice and sunny, a little bit of breeze, so it's not ungodly hot. And we've got a new recipe for you today. We're going to do pizza stuffed green bell peppers.
Oh my!
Hopefully you brought an appetite with you.
I did bring an appetite with me, and I brought my brother, who's got a terrific appetite. He's out on his way, and so let's hope that there'll be something left by the time he makes it out to your exhibit.
Well, we might save a little for Morris. You know, he's hard not to save one for.
Yes, indeed. All right, I got my pencil ready.
Very simple. Off to your favorite supermarket and find 4 nice sized bell peppers. They can be green, they can be red. I kind of stay away from the yellow and the orange because they tend to be a little less firm and a little on the sweet side. So pick a green, pick a red. You'll need 4 of them. Cut the top off of them. You can discard that or use that in the recipe if you wish. Doesn't matter. Clean the inside. Make sure you get all the internal seed structure out. Give them a good wash and pat them dry. Set them off to the side. And now you need a stainless steel bowl. Very simple recipe. I want you to go to the deli case, and I want you to find some Jimmy Dean or like brand sausage crumbles. So it's already pre-cooked.
Jimmy Dean works.
Jimmy Dean works. So into a mixing bowl they go, along with some small pepperoni pieces. So they actually make a very tiny pepperoni piece if you want to use that, or you can take a regular piece of pepperoni and cut it into quarters.
Oh, the minis. Okay.
Yep. You can use mini if you want, mm-hmm. or you can quarter a full-sized piece if you want. Toss those into the bowl. I want an 8-ounce bag of mozzarella cheese, and I want an 8-ounce bag of a Mexican blend. So got to have a little cheddar in there and some Monterey Jack. Toss both of those in. And then I'll take a medium white onion and dice it, and I'll toss that in. Mix all that together and stuff it into your pepper. And you actually kind of want to overstuff the pepper a little bit. So mound it up a little over the top because it will melt and shrink down. And then I want you to preheat your grill on high and pop the peppers onto the cooking surface and let them cook for, depending on how your grill cooks, anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on what level of heat your grill generates.
Do you close the grill, Rob?
On a Sabre grill, no, because you can grill with a lid up because it's infrared, but on a traditional convective grill, yes, I would close the lid.
Okay.
So you get that convection working. And at about 15 minutes or so, on average, you will have a totally melted pizza-like inside, and you'll have a crisped, starting to slightly soften pepper. Knife, a plate, and a fork, and you are good to go.
And Rob, I don't feel guilty because there's no bread here.
There is no bread here, so it's actually a low-carb meal, plus you get veggie serving in the pepper.
And I get my pizza.
And you get your pizza flavor, too. It is an amazing. Even kids will eat this.
Oh, my. Well,
and you can have as much fun and creativity inside the stuffing as you want. So if your thing is mushrooms, or you want to add a little shrimp or cooked shrimp, or, you know, be creative as you want. Throw some artichoke in there.
Well, the kids will eat it if there's any left, that is.
And Morris, too.
That's right. He's Rob Schwing, the grill guy. He's the general manager of Saber Grills. You may get Rob's recipe for pizza stuffed bell peppers by visiting our website at onthehouse.com. You'll see a pretty picture. You'll get the shopping list. You'll get the preparation instructions. And better yet, you'll get a link to Rob's website at sabergrills.com. Rob, continue cooking. You're busy. You've got a swarm of people around your exhibit. But we'll be back for more.
You're always welcome.
We'll chat next week.
Take care.
All right, 800-737-2474. You're listening to On the House with the Carey Brothers.